escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. Hey, cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Hey! Okay, this is a complete stream of consciousness. Evan is about to close the door, but I'm going to talk about him. Have you ever left somewhere without your phone? E-Dog almost walked out of here without your phone, and something has happened in the last handful of years where that's the most embarrassing thing. It's like leaving the house without underwear. How the hell do you walk away without the thing that is attached to all of us?
I don't think recently I've ever like left the building or left my house or left anything without my phone, but I'll do the thing where like I leave my bedroom and my phone is in my bedroom and I'm in the living room and I sit down on my couch and I'm like, oh, I gotta get back up and go get my phone
all the way to the other room.
But like leave home without it? No, I don't do that.
This was a number of years ago, but I had finished a show at Fox back when I still lived in LA and was doing the show on site there, and I drove, is about like with traffic because LA is just awful. Like, it's at least a 30, maybe 40-minute drive to get home. And I got a good, solid 32 minutes of the way home.
And you realize.
Before I realized that I didn't have my phone. So then I turn around because I'm like, well, it's a weekend show. Like, I'm not going to go without it for a week.
No, you can't survive.
I got to turn around and go all the way back and fight the Sepulveda Pass in order to get this phone. And then you get back in the room and find out that they've been doing radio for an hour and a half, and probably 45 minutes of it was about dummies who leave without their phone.
So
because they're sitting there with my phone. They're like, how long is it going
to
take?
So I take it you weren't listening to the station on your drive home.
No, I know. I'm like, I'm talked out. Let's turn on music.
I'm a dumb man.
Yeah. Like they're like, how long is it going to take this schmuck to get back here?
And at that time in L.A., there's probably traffic going both ways.
Oh,
so it's not like it was rush hour one way.
There's never not. And this is, again, and it's a weekend show. And the traffic is brutal. I can't even go down there anymore.
It's the worst.
I lived there for 20 years. And when I drive down there for the holidays or whatever to see family, My kids will tell you, my whole body tightens up like you would not believe the second we cross like whatever freeway it is, and you're like, it's 11 o'clock on a Saturday, and we're in a parking lot. And I'm like, It's awful.
I get so upset whenever I go up to visit my parents or family up in Sonoma County. When I go to the Novato Narrows between Novato and Petaluma slowdown, I freak out when that happens. So I cannot imagine how much I would get, how pissed I'd be in LA.
I got the fix for you. Live in LA for 20 years.
I don't want to.
You will think traffic here is adorable. It's adorable. And I know it's Friday afternoon, so if some of you are heading east right now listening to us.
You got traffic.
I know you're in a slowdown right now. What? I
grabbed your phone.
You took mine. That's why he took his phone. He took mine. And here I am. I didn't even know it. So I'm an idiot, too. I didn't even know you took my phone.
There's no chance that just happened.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Anyway,
he's an idiot.
If you're, thanks, Boach. If you're heading east right now, I don't know if this helps you because you are in slow going right now as we speak. But yes, your traffic's adorable. It's worse. It's worse other places. I remember in the late 90s when I went up to Boise for 2 summers to do minor league baseball, and in Idaho, they hate California. I think everybody knows that now, but it's actually been true for almost 30 years because so many Californians in search of cheaper housing are moving up to the Pacific Northwest. And so they hate Californians. And so when they're like, where are you from? And I'm like, I'm from the Bay Area in California. And they're like, they just start grumbling. And I'm like, what's the matter? And they're like, the traffic and everything. I'm like, traffic? Where? I've been living here for 3 months. And at 5 o'clock, sometimes you see other cars. You don't have to slow down. There are other, I'm sorry, you have not qualified yet for the word traffic. You're going to need to work harder before this qualifies. Seeing other people is not traffic. You actually have to hit the brakes.
Yeah, I lived in Iowa for a couple years out of school, and anytime you go outside of like Des Moines or a metropolitan area, it's just one-way streets.
Yeah.
So the closest thing to traffic you will get is a slow driver in the one lane ahead of you, and you have to find your moment to pass them. That's the closest you get to traffic in those areas.
Infuriating, I bet.
Yes.
It's just infuriating. Anyway, what do you think of Brian Robinson to the Niners? I think in the NFL world, if you've been tapped in, you knew B-Rob was about to get traded somewhere.
It developed so fast in Washington.
It sure did. Although I shared that story with you off air that I think there's been a drumbeat about this in Washington for 2 weeks. The rest of us just didn't know. I'll share this story with you. I was doing a fantasy draft last Saturday, and I'm on Zoom. The rest of my friends are all there. They got together in the Central Coast. I couldn't go. And I was approaching a mid-round pick or whatever, and I'm like, ooh, what about Robinson? So I do, like, give me a little Google News on, give me a little AI, ChatGPT on B-Rob. What's going on? And so I fire that up while I'm waiting, and there's a Washington insider, like a Matt Barrows or Matt Maiocco of Washington. And he's like, I don't think Robinson's going to make the team. Like, they legitimately love some of these young running backs, and he mentioned Jacory, whatever.
Crosby Merritt.
Yeah, and he goes, they're not both going to make the team, and they love the kid, and B-Rob's going to be a free agent after this year, and I don't know if he's going to make the team. And I immediately was like, oh, well, I'm not picking him then. And then, of course, Crosby Merritt, like 7 rounds later, I'm like, pluck, I'm going to do
just
that.
Just in case.
And nobody else knew yet.
And this was before the Monday night game.
Yes.
He scored a touchdown and Robinson didn't play.
It was 24 hours later that they announced B-Rob's sitting out the game and they're talking trade in Washington. And so I'm blowing on the back of my fingernails. I'm like, whoopsie, I was ahead of the game on that. But I didn't think the Niners would be the team. I thought about it, but I'm like, Garendo just came back, right? They got your boy Jordan out of Oregon.
He's still not practicing yet.
Right, I know, but it's just a broken finger. Yeah. It's not like a huge problem. And so I was like, maybe, but probably not. But the more I think about it today, I love it. I love it for insurance. I love it for creativity within the offense. I love it for some short yardage stuff, the physicality to keep, maybe save a few touches for Christian. During the year, I love the move, and I think it's aggressive and great.
Yeah. No, I mean, it cost you a 6th-round pick, and Brian Robinson is not making all that much money. He's due How much money does he do this year? He's due $3.4 million, yeah. But the Commanders reportedly are going to take $1.25 million. So the Niners are going to pay him a little more than $2 million for this year. He's probably going to walk at the end of this year. That's fine. Niners will figure out something else for next year. But in terms of a guy to come in and immediately be, I mean, the second best running back in this room, it's a no-brainer for a sixth-round pick. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, and of course, this is my the more I thought about it, the number one thing, and I wonder what y'all think of it. You can let us know what you think of the trade or what you think it means for Christian McCaffrey. 888-957-9570 is the number. Grant Paulson is in D.C., and we will talk to him in a little bit less than an hour. Let you know also, today's going to be your last chance to win your fantasy draft at Splash at Thrive City. More on that coming up. 3 o'clock hour will be your only chance to get the keyword today. So make sure that you stay with us and stay locked in. But the more I think about it, that's where my mind went. Christian McCaffrey, slot receiver. Now let me explain. I don't think they're moving McCaffrey to wide receiver. But the way Kyle Shanahan calls plays with the pre-snap motion, imagine what it does to a defense if Robinson and C-Mac are both on the field at the same time. A lot of motion. Both of them are able to catch passes. And especially early in the year, if the Niners are strapped at wide receiver, the idea of Robinson staying in the backfield and putting Christian in motion to go out to the slot, I think is a wonderfully creative way, at least in the short term, to handle that problem.
How many times do you think early in the year we will see Kittle, McCaffrey, Brian Robinson, and Kyle Juszczyk on the field at the same time? Ooh. Think it's going to happen? Where you got McCaffrey lined up in a slot, Kittle at tight end, and then Brian Robinson and Juszczyk in the backfield.
I think
you'll probably see that.
I think you will.
Imagine the possibilities that Shanahan could do with that.
And I think that you'll see a lot of it without Juice also,
yes.
The other three.
You could also line McCaffrey and Robinson up in the backfield together, just
absolutely
on either side of Purdy out of the shotgun.
So much of what Kyle does is making a defense try to guess, oh gosh, what are they doing and who are we supposed to follow here? And I'm no X's and O's expert by any stretch, but there have been enough people in the league who have explained to me this is what, and in fact, it was just last year, I think, that there was a defensive coordinator in the NFL who was like, we asked, what is the hardest prep for you as far as an opponent? And he's like, anyone being coached by Kyle. Because, like,
who was that? Was it?
I can't remember who it was.
Was it Jay Gruden?
Yeah, well, but Jay's an offensive guy.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
Somebody on the defensive side who was like, that is the hardest preparation in the NFL because there's so many things going on, so many options within the offense, and you just, if you're a linebacker and you're trying to figure out, like, here comes Brock to the line, and all this stuff is happening where you got now, for instance, Christian and B-Rob and Juice, and there's Kittle, and he's switching sides, and receivers, Debo through the years in motion, to try to figure out where they're likely to go or who you're supposed to sort of lock in on pre-snap is very, very difficult. And I think that this is a big move for that idea.
Absolutely. And what made Shanahan so good and what that defensive coordinator that was probably talking about was Shanahan is the best, at least he has been in his career, maybe not as good last year. Part of it is who he has available, but he's the best at making a run look like a pass and a pass look like a run. And when you have players who can do both things, which is what made Debo so special in this system, because you have Debo, you can line him up in the backfield, you can line him up in the slot out wide, and you still don't know if it's going to be a pass or a run. Debo could get the ball in that play either way. And the same thing goes for McCaffrey. And Brian Robinson can catch passes out of the backfield,
yes,
too.
Yes, he can.
And George Kittle will take an end around every once in a while. We'll take a little handoff. So I would imagine Kyle Shanahan is working really hard. And I think this is a big season for him because with the weapons that he has and maybe the lack thereof on the outside from wide receiver, it's going to be up to him to be extra creative. And I think this move allows him more freedom to do that.
I agree with you completely. And actually, the more I look at a deal like this, I think it settles in my mind, at least, again, I'm not going to call it optimism because I don't know how healthy the group is going to be as of yet. But what I'm looking for this year and why I think the 49ers, if blessed with health, do have an opportunity to be so much more effective than they were last year, this goes for both sides of the ball. the word that I heard repeatedly when they were going 6-11 on defense was vanilla, and on offense was predictable.
Mm.
Deebo Samuel suddenly looked predictable. And that's really the key when you talk about McCaffrey being out. I think the simple way of looking at it is Christian's really good, and he wasn't there. But we forget Jordan Mason was giving you plenty of yards out of the backfield.
Well, he led the NFL through, what, 5 weeks or whatever it was?
They weren't having a problem moving the ball. They were having a problem in the red zone, and therefore they were getting stopped up when it really became to you know, money time. The reason for all of that in my mind is what Christian does more than anything. He doesn't just take talent off of the field, is he takes away all of that pre-snap idea of fear
yep.
on the defense. That can come back. That can come back. So both coordinators, Kyle and Sala, I think become a hell of a lot less predictable this year, and that's going to be the opportunity for the Niners. All right. Splash at Thrive City has your fantasy draft next Tuesday night. If you're lucky enough to win your way in, our show will be there. We'll give you all of the details on that. Coming up, your reaction to Brian Robinson on the 49ers for a sixth-round pick. 888-957-9570 is the number. Grandy's here for Dibs. It's Willard and Dibs.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
I mean, the Sky Moore acquisition is just like whatever. This is way more than whatever. This resonates a whole lot
more. Yeah, you're right.
But if I'm going to combine the two, I also dig like the perspective of the 49ers. There's a message in all of this. They're not going to take what's been happening, some injuries here and there. They're not going to take it lightly. They're not going to use it as an excuse, I don't think. You still hear a lot of people out there who are like, the Niners won't tell you, but it's actually a rebuild year. Like, it's a reshuffle. I just don't think they're going to mentally approach it that way. It may end up that way, but I don't think that's what they're thinking. And what they've done is they've set up a whole lot of cap space for themselves. And yes, they want to keep as much as possible to roll over to next year when Brock Purdy's deal kicks in. But they do have some flexibility to attack problems. And that's what I think this week represents. They're attacking some of their problems to get prepared for the season, and I think that that's a really good sign.
Yeah, I think there's a middle ground, and I heard Goo and Evan talking about this earlier, because in the past, they would try to swing for the fences, and they knew that they were on the cusp of winning a Super Bowl, and one move here or there might be the difference in winning or losing. My mind always goes back to the McCaffrey trade. That was an all-in, push all your chips, the middle-of-the-table move. And they're not in a position, at least they don't feel comfortable doing that right now. I know a lot of people out there might be, you know, when they got the notification from Adam Schefter, right? Like, I have tweet notifications on for Adam Schefter. And when I got the breaking news that there was a trade between the Niners and the Washington Commanders, a lot of Niner fans' minds probably goes to Terry McLaurin. Like, that's just not where the Niners are. They used to be in that spot. But there is middle ground between not doing anything and just being like, well, we'll see how this season goes, and, you know, going for the home run 24/7. And it's get a quality player in here who, yeah, is likely just a one-year rental, who's not a superstar, but is a starting level back in this league, has been a starter in each of his first 3 years in the league. Again, nothing absolutely amazing, but a quality above-average player. Get him in here at cheap money, by the way. And hopefully he gives you enough production to take some of the load off of McCaffrey and also help the team move the ball and score touchdowns and use that to win another game, get a playoff spot, and see where it goes from there. Yeah, like, of course you want as much talent as possible, but I am glad the Niners are being realistic when it comes to the issues with their roster. They absolutely needed to make a move or two, and they might make another.
Terry McLaurin is a hard no.
Well, the money is a lot.
It's preventative.
I mean, he's a hell of a player.
He wants $30 million a year. Can you imagine how laughable a wide receiver room would be that has $30 million on Terry, $30 million on Brandon, and another first-round receiver who in another 2 years is also going to need a deal? Like, if you wanted an expensive receiver, you know who you could have had who's on the Commanders? His name is Deebo Samuel.
True.
You could have just kept him.
I mean, Terry's better than Deebo now, in my opinion.
He is now. They're different.
But
I agree with you, though.
They were never taking on that kind of money.
No, they can't do it.
It's why the Trey Hendrickson drama in Cincinnati has never meant anything to the Niners either.
Well, yeah,
it's a different position,
agreed.
But
it's
the money is similar.
Yeah, exactly. They can't
take on that money.
It's not the right time to do that, I don't think. You know, when you just drafted a bunch of defensive linemen and as far as the wide receiver room, like, that's way too much to ask. And so Terry would have come here and just been even more ticked off is probably the way that would have gone. And so that's the wrong move. And I also think, like, I don't want the 49ers to be acquiring anyone right now who then is going to immediately be a central focus of your offense. That, to me,
generally means you're really, really desperate. Really desperate.
Right. Like the Warriors were last year.
Yeah.
Let's acquire someone and then be like, all right, here's the ball.
We need you to score 18 a night and get 9 assists and grab 7 rebounds and play 40 minutes.
Niners are in trouble if you're acquiring the key piece to your passing game now. And your first catch from Brock Purdy will be in an actual game?
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to do that, I don't think. So, anyway, this to me feels much more along the lines of what they can do to attack. And so, yes, it's cheap, it's easy, it's no future commitment, and I love what it's going to mean for creativity. I think you're going to see some things that defenses are going to have a hard time, like you even just laid out. What direction do you go? Forget somebody will be that wide receiver too in that setup, but Ricky Pearsall, and what if it is Juwan? What if that goes well? Or by week 4, it is DeMarcus Robinson. And then you're throwing B-Rob and McCaffrey and Juice and Kittle all out there. That's not – So many people right now are like, weaponry is a problem. Holy hell. Like, you're kind of now one step away from the opposite being true. Like, that's a real problem for defenses if you can get all those people on the field at once.
You are still a little thin, and one injury is bad. That's the case for a lot of teams. Maybe I'm a little crazy here, but part, I think, of the issue last year for the offense, obviously so much of it was just the McCaffrey injury and Trent Williams and all that. Shanahan's over-reliance on a singular player, and that player was Deebo Samuel, when he had clearly like crested the hill and is on the downturn, I believe. Nothing against Deebo as a person or as a player. I hope he flourishes in Washington. I don't think he's nearly as good as he was at his best. But Shanahan was so comfortable just giving him the ball in ways that worked in years past, even though it was clearly not working anymore. And the over-reliance on that one guy, that star, I think it kind of clouded Shanahan's mind a little bit. And obviously, if you have a Jamar Chase or a Justin Jefferson, that's what you want. Like, you want the best dudes. But if you don't have one of those best of the best guys, I think for Shanahan and what makes his offense the best and what is difficult for opposing defenses to try to grapple with is when you have four or five guys who are all can realistically get the ball in a single play. And when you had Shanahan, who was so reliant on a singular player in Deebo, it kind of was like, all right, defense is going to key in on that guy, mm-hmm. and we're not going to let him break eight tackles, and we'll be fine. But when you trot out there with Juwan and Ricky and McCaffrey and Brian Robinson and Kittle, like, legitimately, Kyle could get the ball to all five of those guys on a single play.
I think people last year spent a lot of time saying Deebo Samuel has lost a step, and I think actually much more of the reason that Deebo was so predictable is because Christian wasn't on the field. That had a lot more to do with people being able to chase down Deebo, because when Deebo was in motion and doing things, they're like, let's follow Deebo.
Yeah.
But when Christian is back there, you can't do that. And so that element of surprise has a lot to do with it. I'm not saying Deebo is in perfect shape and whatnot or had a good year, because he didn't, and obviously he's now gone. But I will forever believe Deebo being gone has a lot more to do with his cost than loss of speed.
I mean, Shanahan still clearly loved him.
Still a good player. He's still a
but
good player.
I thought he loved him to the point that it was hurting the offense, because all that he felt comfortable turning to was giving him the ball when clearly it wasn't working anymore.
Right. But I think that came down to the options that you were presenting to defense.
That's part of it, for sure.
And you just didn't have nearly as many. Okay, a few things for you to hear. And again, we're taking your calls right now, 888-957-9570. Your reaction to the trade. Brian Robinson, the leading running back in Washington for the last 3 years. He's always at about 750 to 800 yards because he's not a full-time bell cow, but been a productive runner who carries at over 4 yards a carry for his career. He is now a member of the Niners in exchange for a sixth-round pick next year. J.P. Finley, who does radio on 106.7 The Fan in D.C. with Brian Mitchell, former player for Washington, joined earlier today. We'll have some of his reaction in a moment. But I promised that we would let everybody know exactly what's going on. Splash at Thrive City next Tuesday night. We've been telling you all week, today's your last chance to qualify, okay, to have your fantasy draft party hosted at Splash and Thrive City in a private room for you, up to 14 guests. Plus, they're going to hook you up with Draft Day food stations, a dedicated server. You'll have the Wi-Fi there. You can do everything you need to do. And that all happens next Tuesday. We'll be there as well. We'll do our show there. Then we'll come hang out with you a little bit after the show is over. So 3 p.m. hour, we're going to give you today's code word and the final code word of the week. You text it to 20357, and you will be entered. And you can only do it once a day. So do it one time, and then hopefully we'll have the winner to unveil by the time the show ends today. This is all at Splash at Thrive City, and thank you very much to them for putting this together. Excited to see what happens next Tuesday night. All right, here's Finlay on the pros and cons of Brian Robinson.
Honestly, with B-Rob, it's like most of the facets of his game, I would say he's like a B. You know what I mean? There's not necessarily something that he does at an A level. He had two fumbles in a Week 17 game against the Falcons. But then he followed that up with a really good game against the Cowboys in the finale. Then in the wild card game against Tampa, he was pretty ineffective. Now, they were ineffective as a whole running the football, and Tampa has a really good run defense with Vita Vea in the middle, but he was ineffective. But then he followed that up the next week with a really good game against the Lions in that divisional round upset. So there will be some inconsistencies. There will be, I don't know what his workload will be there, right? But, like, if you look at the box score from last year, you would see a 11-carry, 31-yard game followed up by 14 for 68. Like, it's just, it could be hit or miss.
Yeah, not an elite player, but a productive player, and he's only 26 years old, and it's for this year, and it's cheap. And I tuck it into, and Washington was similar to this as well with Jaden Daniels on the field, not for B-Rob's entire career, but certainly last year. I think Robinson can especially be really effective if he's out there on the field with McCaffrey, with Kittle. How are you guarding Brian Robinson when those other guys are out there on the field? That's where I think he could excel.
Yeah, and listening to JP there talk about B-Rob, what's going through my mind the whole time he's talking about how B-Rob isn't an A player at anything, but he's solid across the board. What comes to mind for me during that whole sound clip is just sounds like an awesome backup. Like one of the best backup running backs in the league. If he's your starter, you're probably not going to have one of the best rushing attacks in the NFL. But if he's your backup running back, and maybe this does mean more McCaffrey running routes in the passing tree, maybe it does mean more of that, but McCaffrey is still going to lead the team in rushing attempts and rushing yards, assuming that he's anywhere near mostly healthy. As a backup running back, he's great. He's like, you compare McCaffrey and Brian Robinson to Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery. Like, those are two of the best duo running backs in the NFL. Like, this is legitimately one of the best 1-2 rushing attacks in the NFL.
I love the comp right there because David Montgomery is just so, like, boring because he's standing next to Jahmyr Gibbs. Go look at his productivity.
All the touchdowns.
Underrated and undervalued and all of those things, and so key to what the Lions do. And I think that Robinson's role with the Niners will be less than what Montgomery's is with the Lions, or at least has been. Maybe this year. I don't know. Montgomery's load might go down a little bit because Gibbs is really, really coming into his own. But that's a great comp, which is that you've got one sort of flashy, all over the field.
Explosive. Break an 80-yard touchdown.
Right. And then you have something else that's a little bit more reliable for a change of pace, or can you get him on the field at the same time and really cause problems for the defense?
And more like short yardage, red zone, goal line stuff. I mean, if you're looking for the fantasy implication, like, Brian Robinson will take some touchdowns from McCaffrey. Like, he'll probably get some goal line carries.
Yeah, I mean, this is a 230-pound back.
He's a big guy.
Yeah, he's not small. So, anyway, and then the other thing that I hear from a lot of people, I don't know where you are on this, Grandy, like, I see this as not at all a red flag about something with Christian's health. I know how hard it is for people to believe, and maybe I'm the one who's being schnookered, but I think Christian is absolutely fine. Is there a piece of this somewhere on the list of an insurance policy? Absolutely. Is there maybe a piece of this where it's like, hey, a couple less carries for Christian, or if he needs, you know, on a Thursday night, do we need to give him a week off or whatever, and we can go a different way? I think all of those things are true. I do hear from some people that it's like this sort of signals to them something ain't right with Christian. And I'm a big believer in the idea. I think pro sports teams are great at this. Under promise, over deliver. It's why when anyone is hurt, you'll never hear a coach be like, oh yeah, it's going to be out there that Sunday. They're just like, we'll see, because they don't want to over promise and then under deliver. That puts the player in a bad spot. You do it the opposite way. Why do I bring that up? Because everyone around Niners camp is not hesitating at all to tell you that Christian looks bananas. And they wouldn't do that if in some way they were trying to tap the brakes on what's going on. Listen to Trent Williams yesterday.
Christian looks fantastic. He looks like offensive player of the year, Christian. So That's really, really refreshing to see, knowing that, you know, what he had to deal with last year, just a little nicks and knacks and, you know, not being able to do what he loved. To see him out there this year 100% healthy, treating every play like it's his last, playing with his hair on fire, it really motivates the guys when you got a generational talent like that that brings it to work and in practice every day.
So he doesn't have a lot of hair, so I don't know if the hair on fire is the right phrase, but you get what Trent's saying, and I just don't believe he would say that if there was any hesitation about CMC right now.
Well, look, I mean, the reality is he could look great and look incredibly healthy and look like every bit of the player he was in 2023, and it takes one play for that to all go down
hurt.
The drain.
Sure.
So, like, that's always going to be in the back of the Niners' mind. When I was listening to Evan and Goo earlier today, I just wanted to walk in the studio and give Goo a big hug, because Goo's mind immediately goes to, oh my God, they're concerned that McCaffrey's already hurt.
Hey.
It's like, no, it has nothing to do with that. Like, that's always a possibility in the NFL.
For any player, sure.
This just has to do with all of their other running backs are hurt. We need another body. Like, we need another body in here, a reliable body, a guy that ideally has played in the NFL and has proven himself, which Brian Robinson is, a body that can stay healthy. And Brian Robinson, the lead back for the Commanders each of the last 3 years, really only has missed a chunk of games when he got shot before he even made his debut.
Yep.
15 games 2 years ago, 14 games last year. You need reliability and proven ball carrier physicality, and that's what Brian Robinson is.
Well, you just mentioned two things that Isaac Garendo is not.
Exactly.
Which is reliable and experienced.
He's shown flash.
I don't have
anything against him. Can he get on the field?
Right. He has had a very hard time staying healthy. So I very much believe this deal is more about Isaac than it is about Christian.
I agree.
It's much more about Isaac than it is about Christian. So 888-957-9570. Let's go to, is it Tan? Is that what it is? Tanner? Did you just leave the R off? Okay. All right. So now I'll call you K for the rest of the day. we're leaving people's last. Okay, Tanner. Hi, Tanner. Thank you for calling. What's up?
So with the acquisition of Robinson, the question is, hey, are we getting an ROI from a receiving standpoint?
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I got to look at it as McCaffrey's RB1. There's a split back opportunity. Now, in the last 2 to 3 years, the Niners are second in the league, 9.1 plays per game at a split back, first in the league with added points, 0.41. So, split back situation. Well, it's either Robinson or McCaffrey. In the past, it's been Juszczyk. So, my question to you guys is, Robinson that much more added value than Juszczyk from a catch and run standpoint to say, yeah, we actually got some ROI from a receiving standpoint?
Tanner, my answer would be, and thanks for the call, my answer would be absolutely. From multiple angles, the first one being, what if Christian does need to miss a game or two? Kyle Juszczyk doesn't do a damn thing for you,
Yep. But
Brian Robinson can be an every down back. I know you're talking more about the receiving game, and I'm just of the mind that coming off of a 6-11 season, you try some new things. So I believe that Kyle is probably going to experiment with some new formations that he hasn't before. And I'm with you, Grandy. What about the idea of all three of them on the field at once? And it allows either Robinson or McCaffrey to both moonlight as slot receiver, especially early when the Niners are so hampered at the receiver position. So if you're asking me how much does this help the passing game, especially early in the season, I think a lot.
Well, if the question is specifically about Robinson and or Juszczyk on the field with McCaffrey, I mean, we don't want to compare those two. They do completely opposite things.
Totally.
Like Juszczyk will take a handoff out of the fullback spot like once every four games, and he'll catch one pass when there's a break in protection or a break in coverage and he's on the left sideline. Like, that'll happen every once in a while. Juszczyk is going to be a lead blocker for McCaffrey and Brian Robinson, and he's going to help pass protect for Brock Purdy. That's what he does. He's a unique player in today's NFL. So I don't think the comparison is between Brian Robinson and Kyle Juszczyk. It's more so what Brian Robinson unlocks the other players, what he allows the other players to do offensively. And in terms of just another threat, yeah, he's miles ahead of Juszczyk. But Robinson does not do the other things that Juszczyk does. They're entirely different players, but you just add another tool to Shanahan's tool belt, and generally when you do that, he's going to find ways to make it work, at least work, make it work better than it would have without it. So I just see it as another tool.
And I know this isn't a perfect response to what Tanner's asking, but Robinson 2 years ago had 368 receiving yards in the season. That's more than Juice has ever had in a season in his career.
Probably by a mile.
And well, actually, he has gone over 300.
Wow, that's surprising to me.
Twice in his career, three times. Juice has done this, but Juice is this is an all level fullback and maybe one of the most athletic fullbacks who's ever lived, and therefore he can receive really well. But even that said, he doesn't receive at the level that Robinson does, and I am already just addicted to the idea of, if I'm a linebacker, again, this to me is about the linebacker position on the other side of the ball. If I'm a linebacker and I got Brock Purdy back there, and I'm McCaffrey's in the backfield, Robinson's in the backfield, Kittle is on there, Pearsall's on there, maybe Juice is back there too, and McCaffrey goes in motion, what do you do, Hotshot? What do you do? That's what goes through my mind.
Let me add an extra layer. So they come out of the huddle and they head to the offensive line. Purdy's out of the shotgun. He's got McCaffrey on his left hip, Robinson on his right, Kittle on the left side of the formation, Pearsall split out wide left. They move McCaffrey out of the shotgun and they line him up slot left alongside George Kittle. And then before they snap the ball, Purdy brings Pearsall in motion to run right across his face as he snaps the ball. You know, Pearsall's capable of taking an end around, a jet sweep, a handoff, and taking it himself. But you also got McCaffrey out wide left, and then you've got Robinson in the shotgun still, and you got Kittle running around from the left side. Like, you're talking about confusing linebackers.
Yep. You got a lot of options.
What the hell are they supposed to do?
And what is Brock Purdy when it comes to processing and going through reads?
According to Greg Cosell, like, he's the best in the league.
He's elite. Elite. Anyway. All right. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. We're sponsored by Honda Vallejo. Grant Paulson, 106.7 The Fan in Washington, is 20 minutes away. The 3 o'clock hour is 4 minutes away. That's when you're going to get today's keyword to host your draft at Splash at Thrive City next week. Grandy's in for Dibs, Willard and Dibs.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.